Good morning and welcome to Bottoms Up Cafe, your one-stop shop for amazing coffee. My name is Sasha. What can I get started for you today? All right, and is that everything for today, cutie? And is that for here or to go? Here? Great! Okay, I'll start working on your order right away. Please have a seat wherever you'd like and I'll bring your order to your table. And here we are, hot off the press, so to speak. Oh, yes, I actually am new here. This is my first shift opening the cafe all by myself. The owners had to do some errands this morning, and we had a sick call today, so I thought it would be more stressful, but it seems not a lot of people show up first thing in the morning, surprisingly. Actually, if I'm being honest, I'm pretty new to the whole city. I just moved here about a week ago, so I'm still trying to get used to the city life. I come from a smaller, more rural part outside of town, so I'm still getting used to the loud noises. That's why I like it here. It's just quiet enough so that it doesn't hurt my sensitive ears. My ears? And my tail? No. I'm not cosplaying or anything. They're real. I'm a kitsune. The long sweater dress I'm wearing is actually the uniform the owners gave me. They said it gives off an air of refinement and class while still being able to service customers in. See? Would a cosplayer be able to wiggle them freely? Or swish the tail back and forth with precision? If it's not too much trouble, can I sit here with you? It's kinda dead in here at the moment, as you can see. And as much as standing behind the cash register talking to myself sounds fun, I've kind of taken a liking to you. So, may I sit with you? If that's not too much trouble, of course. Yay! Thank you! So, what's with all the books and stuff? Are you working on something? Really? That's so cool! I've looked into it before, but never really took a deep dive into it. What made you want to work on this? Huh. I see. I mean, if it's something you're passionate about, seize the moment, am I right? Me? What about me? What do I like to do? Sorry. I'm not really used to talking about myself. I really like to read. I'm a big fan of books. Although, I couldn't take most of my books with me whenever I moved, because I had a lot of books. So they're still at my parents' house. But I have a Kindle. And I got a lot of books on that. I kind of wish I got to take my books with me, but moving all of those would have been an ordeal. And considering I was moving everything else, I didn't really want to deal with that. But maybe I'll go back and pick them up at some point. Oh, I'm also really into nature. I just love the outdoors. Maybe that's because I grew up in a small rural town, but I don't know, it was just really nice to just go outside and see all the trees and animals and find the little things to collect. I might have a moderate to intermediate, maybe, sized rock collection. I don't actually know anything about rocks, but, you know, I just would walk in the woods and I would find something that just looked cool and I just want to take it home with me. That's a little weird, isn't it? No? I'm glad you think so. I'm glad you don't think that I'm weird. I'm sorry, I've just been talking nonstop. I... You want me to keep talking? Okay. Well, other than collecting rocks, I was also really into photography. Well, amateur photography. You know, I had a nice little camera that my parents got me for my birthday, and I would just go into the woods and just take pictures of cool things, like the light reflecting off of a creek, a bug on a mushroom, fallen trees covered in moss that... I found so many things. There were also, you know, like animal bones, which is a little morbid, but it's look, I took some really cool pictures. I should show you sometime. You come here often, don't you? Since, you know, this is my first time opening. If you come here in the morning, I've never seen you before. You do? Okay, I'll have to bring my camera by sometime and I can just show you all the things that I've taken. I'm really rambling at this point, aren't I? And I'm distracting you from your work. And I should probably go back to the cash register. Huh? You don't mind? Well, that's good. I wouldn't want to distract you from what you're working on. It's really important to have goals and to want to accomplish things. You know, one step forward, no matter how big or small, is a step towards something. You know, you're a really great listener, you know that? And I'm not just saying that. You really listen to what I'm saying and take an interest in what it is I'm talking about. I don't think you realize how rare that is. It's easy when you have a beautiful barista in front of you. Oh, shucks. You're making me blush. You're pretty easy on the eyes yourself, cutie. I think what you're doing is important. Whether it's something as simple as a hobby or something as complex as going to school to live out your dreams, I think it's important to set out obtainable goals for yourself. Something you can strive towards and feel like you made progress. Never give up, because if you stop now, you'll regret never finishing what you've started. Like... me? What do I think the future holds for me? I'm not sure. I didn't mention it earlier because I was a little embarrassed, but... I do like to write. Quite a lot. I hesitate in mentioning it to people because, you know, there's so many people who are like, yeah, I'm working on writing a book, and I, you know, I get kind of self-conscious about it. I've had a story in the planning for quite some time. I've worked on it quite a lot, and I hope maybe that I can publish it one day. I don't know if a publisher, like an official big publisher, will pick it up, but, you know, even just self-publishing it myself and having it done in front of me and maybe getting it printed and just being able to hold it in my hand, something that I made, it just sounds like a dream come true. And maybe I'd like to work on photography a little bit more. Like, I could get a newer camera because the one I had, it wasn't that expensive and, you know, it's quite a few years old by now. So I'm hoping maybe I can save up enough money to get a nice new camera and, I don't know, just try out photography more. Maybe see how well urban photography goes for me. And if that doesn't go well, well, I can always go to the park. Or go back home for a weekend and just take a bunch of pictures. I don't know. I guess it seems kind of silly, but... Sorry, it's just a reflex for me to say that, I guess. I guess... I'd also like to travel. That'd be really nice. And... maybe learn another language. Although I've never really... tried learning another language before. But I think it would be cool. Especially if I decide to go and travel. I just... I know I seem kind of self-conscious about my goals, but they're really important to me. And I have full faith that I'll end up right where I need to be. When I need to be there. Life is too short to waste it on things that don't bring us joy. We slave ourselves over years. Okay, well, maybe centuries for us kitsunes. But I think the most important thing to do is just that. Do what brings you happiness and the rest will eventually happen naturally. Whether it's writing a novel like me, climbing Mount Everest, running a marathon, getting on a plane, or taking a leap of faith into something completely new. It's doing it with a smile on your face that's most important. I will never give up on my dreams, and neither should you. I can't imagine the hours of work and sleepless nights you've worked on this. I know we just met, but I'm really proud of you for sticking to it. Speaking about a leap of faith, though, I was wondering, you listen to me ramble on about all this never give up, never surrender kind of stuff, and you've been so kind to me. You're even not that freaked out about the fact that I'm a kitsune. So, I was wondering, did you maybe want to grab a coffee with me sometime? Maybe we can talk some more about what the future has in store? Don't feel obligated. I just wanted to return the favor. Huh? You do? Oh, that's a... that's great. Here, let me just write my number down on this napkin right here, okay? Here, let me just pull this pen out. There we go. Here. I appreciate you letting me sit with you while you worked. I really do. It was really nice to meet you. Oh. I guess I better get back to work now. I guess people are starting to come in. I hope you enjoy the coffee, though, and thank you so much for visiting Bottoms Up. I hope to see you again real soon. Ciao!